This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. Is God hiding from us? Have you been looking for Him but have been unsuccessful? Why should we even bother? It is astonishing how many millions of otherwise seemingly intelligent people are willing to risk their eternal destiny upon less evidence than they would require for buying a car or even a low-carb food item. Where will you spend eternity? Can you know? There is no more important question to be faced and answered. Seeking and Finding God in Search of the True Faith is the new book from Dave Hunt, published by the Berean Call. Readers of Dave's An Urgent Call to a Serious Faith will recognize and appreciate that this handy volume includes revised excerpts from that powerful work. Lecturer and co-author of The Seduction of Christianity, Dave Hunt.
I wrote Seeking and Finding God because the Lord brings across my path many people who need to know Him and who want to know Him. I wrote it really for myself because I think it's the ideal book to give to people who are seeking.
A powerful tool for evangelism and discipleship. Convenient to carry and inexpensive to give away. TBC is also making this book available in case quantities for personal evangelism and ministry use. Seeking and Finding God in Search of the True Faith. The latest from Dave Hunt is now available. Information on how to order in just a moment. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 4204. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, religion in the news. A report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from TICCALI.news, July 28, 2004, with a headline, Islamic Europe. Berlin. Europe will have an Islamic majority by the end of this century, based on current demographic and migration trends, a leading U.S. Middle East specialist says. Europe will be a part of the Arab West, or the Maghreb, said Bernard Lewis, a Princeton University professor and author of numerous books on the Middle East, in an interview with the newspaper Die Welt. In addition to immigration, Lewis said Europeans were marrying too late and having too few children, whereas Muslims in Europe married early and had far larger numbers of children. Current trends show Europe will have a Muslim majority by the end of the 21st century at the latest, said Lewis as quoted by the paper. Germany, the biggest European Union country, currently has over 3 million Muslims out of a total population of 82 million. EU leaders will, in December, decide on whether to open membership talks with mainly Muslim Turkey, which currently has a population of 70 million. It's expected to outgrow Germany in coming decades.
Dave, we did an article on the growth of Islam in Europe, and one of the points the other article made was that there are some Islamic countries the birth rate is 7.2 children per family. You compare that with Italy, very Catholic Italy, interestingly, I think it's 1 point something. So that's part of the process here. But somebody say, well, that's a good thing because, after all, Islam is a religion of peace, and we have now these peaceful Muslims taking over Europe. What do you think?
Well, Tom, let's talk about the United States as well as Europe. I've been warning for a long time. I don't think it will take till the end of the century. See, we abort our babies in the West.
Dave, I heard the figure, it's something like 42 million babies since Roe versus Wade.
Right.
42 million.
Right. Well, we abort them. And they just came out with a new T-shirt. I don't know whether you saw it yet. This is Planned Parenthood. I had an abortion. You're supposed to be proud about this, I guess. But the Muslims don't abort their babies. They don't believe in abortion. And they produce them, mass produce them. So just on that standpoint alone, they will outnumber us soon. Now, there are areas already, as you know, in the U.S., where the Muslims far outnumber anybody else. And they can vote their people in to the school board, to the county commissioners, or whatever it is. And they are a big swing vote now. So you have Kerry and Bush catering to Muslims. And the Muslims are organizing themselves across America. And they're going to put their people in. So the situation is already becoming dangerous. And, of course, Tom, you said, well, why would we be concerned about that? Islam is a religion of peace. Well, we've talked about it a bit in the past. Religion of peace, let me just quote Muhammad again. Muhammad said, Allah has commanded me to fight against all people until all people confess there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. We mentioned in the earlier segment the Middle East and the hatred of the Jews. There is no greater hatred for Jews than among the Muslims. Muhammad again said, the last day will not come until the Muslims confront the Jews and the Muslims destroy them. In that day, Allah will give a voice to the rocks and the trees, and they will cry out, Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill him. Now, the problem in the Middle East right now is Islam says that land belongs to the Arabs as the descendants of Ishmael. The Bible says, and in fact the Quran actually says, which makes it more interesting, that God gave that land to the Jews. But anyway, the teaching of Islam is that belongs to us. And so long as Israel then is in control of one square yard of land, it's an affront to Islam. It says Islam is a false religion. Muhammad is a false prophet. Allah is not the true God. The Quran is not the word of God. They must destroy Israel. And that's the basis of every peace plan that we put forth in the Middle East.
Dave, the other issue, in our last segment we talked about getting back to basic math. Simply, if Islam takes over in certain communities, when we've seen it in Chicago, for example, now they voted in that they could give the call to prayer over loudspeakers in a community. They have communities in Canada in which they're allowed to implement Sharia, Islamic law. They're allowed to have their own Islamic laws right in the community. The point is, if you go to Saudi Arabia or you go to any Islamic country, are there any of those freedoms? Now, can't we expect then that when Islam begins to take over here, the freedoms are going to be lost?
Well, Tom, you could say, oh, that couldn't happen in America. This is a peaceful religion, peaceful so long as they have to be. Let me give you an example. Nigeria, 15 of the 19 northern states of Nigeria have adopted Sharia, that is Islamic law. What has been the result? Thousands of Christians have been killed. Hundreds of churches have been burned down, and they want to take over all of Nigeria. What have they done in Sudan? The Muslim government in Khartoum, they have killed over 2 million non-Muslims in the south, okay? So this is the result. Why? Because it must be. Because Muhammad said, Islam must take over. So they do it peacefully, by votes, as long as they have to, and then look out. And that is where we're heading, just from what the birth rate will tell you.